Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
All right, the golden question. How do us Durbanites shape up nationally when it comes to good or bad driving habits?
Not good, I'm afraid. In fact, very, very bad.
Yeah, where are we on that list?
We're the worst, according to Discovery, which released the results of the data it's collected from its Vitality members. Worst out of Joburg, Cape Town. Durban, obviously, Port Elizabeth, Pretoria and Bloemfontein. The data's over 2016, 27 and this year, and we're at the bottom of the heap. I'm surprised. I just was thinking maybe Joburg spent 2 days.
You don't spend enough time on our roads. I'm not surprised. I think I'm going to die of not surprise. That's how not surprised I am. Who's the best?
Cape Town drivers.
No way!
For them to be smug about, yes.
There's no ways they're the best.
This is the data, Darren. These are people who have the app on their phones, right?
Yes.
And the
rewards thing.
Yeah. So Cape Town was the best, followed by PE, Blom, Joburg, Pretoria. And then us. Yeah.
Right at the bottom, eh?
Right.
Worst drivers in South Africa.
That's our little.
Do we get a medal for that or something?
Well.
All right, so what were we measuring exactly?
Okay, so Discovery Vitality's so-called Drive Well Index examines what's called the ABCs of driving. Acceleration, what you don't want is the harsh acceleration, followed by harsh braking. So it's acceleration, braking, cornering, plus phone usage, which I think is huge. Speeding, of course. And night driving.
Before
anyone says, well, how can you compare numbers with Durban versus Joburg?
Yeah.
The data is apparently adjusted based on the relative population size of each city. Essentially, Vitality Active Rewards members are incentivized to both increase their physical activity and drive better. And these apps track both those things. And it seems... as we said, Durban drivers need to be driving a whole lot better.
Oh, you know, you can say it till you're blue in the face. It will not make a difference.
Maybe knowing that we're actually terrible.
Do you think it'll change the way we drive?
I don't know, but something needs to happen. Apparently, there's a correlation between bad driving and poor exercise habits.
Really?
According to Discovery.
How do we make that link?
And how's this? Sorry to say, but Capetonians... are not only the nation's safest drivers, they also exercise the most. So after the mountain, they've got those two bragging things to annoy us with as well. So that's how it works. They move the most and they drive the best.
So we also, Durbanites, are we also the most inactive?
Well, happily, we're not at the bottom of the pile on that one, but it's not great. We're in fourth place on exercise behind Cape Town, Joburg and Pretoria. So we beat PE and Blom on exercise.
Christ.
Okay, so yesterday, this is big news, Vitality announced that its program aimed at getting the nation to exercise more and drive better is now being opened to everyone, called Vitality Open, for a period of just 10 weeks starting now.
Okay, how's this going to work?
Well, you download the Discovery app, which tracks both the way you move and the way you drive. And if you achieve the fitness and drive goals, you earn reward points for things such as half-price smoothies and coffees. And then you can also save them up for bigger rewards. But I think it's just an interesting, you know, for free way to actually track. You don't have to be a Vitality member. Now you can track your exercise and your driving. I think a lot of people should just do the exercise on the driving thing for 10 weeks just to see get some feedback.
I don't have to be a Discovery member to get the app.
No, that's the point. That's what they announced just yesterday.
Nice.
So according to Professor Sebastian van Us, who's head of the trauma unit at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital in Cape Town, almost 90% of accidents are caused by bad driving behavior.
Mm.
Okay, so I just a little... special Consumer Watch insurance tip here. If your bad driving behavior or that of another motorist has led you to putting in an insurance claim, and you've had quite a few claims, not necessarily of the accident kind, but a car claim in a fairly short space of time, even something unrelated to driving like a windscreen replacement, which I'm going through now, or theft from a car, bear in mind that you've now become high risk to your insurer, and you stand a very good chance of getting a cancellation letter from your insurer. And I've heard from two people that's happened to in the last month, right?
How embarrassing must that be?
Well, it's not only embarrassing. Those letters arrive out of the blue, the month's notice to cancel. But the thing beyond the embarrassment is, because, I mean, it shouldn't really be embarrassing if some of the stuff is not, if you've been driving like a Durban driver.
You get a letter, you're uninsurable.
No,
so
well, it's exactly because
your
claims,
premiums.
Yeah, it's all about a claims ratio, right? They don't want to be paying out more than you're paying them necessarily and too often. So the thing is, the people who've been dumped by the insurers battle to find alternative cover. And if they do find someone who's going going to take them on. They have zero negotiating power, you know, over premiums and excesses. So those will both be high, and that's what we don't want. So my tip is, if you've had a bad claims run, rather cancel yourself and switch to another insurer before that happens, so you can actually find alternative cover. And
so you start off with a clean slate.
Well, it won't be clean because you have to declare your past things, but it's not nearly as bad as being dumped by your insurer.
Okay.
So jump before you are pushed if you've had quite a few claims, is what
I'm
saying.
That's very good advice.
It's really, really good advice.
Okay. Sky, Kerry, Darren, everyone on the team. This includes Simon, Lizanne, Spoo, every single person.
Going?
You're downloading the Discovery app, and we're going to check up on each other's. We're going to check the stats, the numbers, and see literally in this team who drives the most.
No, but Darren,
I know
Sky,
who drives
Sky
the most.
Does. I know for a fact he does. Okay. One star Sky.
No,
no free smoothie.
No, but I think the thing is, we start off with who is the most cuck and then who gets better. That's what I want.
That's
to
the point.
So I want to ask,
10
Wendy,
weeks.
You said ABC, the acceleration and stuff. But my car has a vrupa. So that's the problem. The vrupa is the problem.
We've got to give responsible messaging on this show.
Sky, I've got a Jaguar XF 25T. Do you think I push the vrupa?
No, but your car has like a vrupapa. Your car is proper.
I'm a Curio. I'm going to win, guys. Yeah, I'm going to take it nice and slowly.
Listen, it's all about humans drive the cars, right?
Okay, no, we're going to get the app. We're going to track it. Thank you for this, Wendy. And Durbin, congratulations. You have another accolade right there. You are officially the worst drivers in South Africa.
Woo!
Are you going to do anything about it? I very much doubt it. I drive around with my name on the car. You're more than welcome to take a picture of me and my driving and
just let him in on the freeway, whatever you do.
Just what?
Let you in when you're coming on the ramp.
Oh, please. That's the thing.
Darren's bugbear.
Yeah, and also traffic circles. Give way to traffic from the right, yes, but if there's someone at the circle already, they have right of way. You let them through.
Oh my gosh. You're like such an old man.
We better end now.
All right. So listen, if you have any issues as well that you'd like to share with Wendy Nola, the best port of call is to go to her Facebook. There's an email selection there on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.